Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to our program. The theme today is going to be Life Ahead in the New Age. And I'm going to begin with an article from Benjamin Cram's Master with a very similar title, Life in the New Age. Much has been written about life in the future. Much fictional writing is devoted to a description imaginatively conceived of the life ahead for humanity. Almost without exception, these writings describe a life and environment dominated by technology and scientifically organized systems. A chilling, mechanistic view of the future is held before the reader, who could be forgiven for preferring the present, with all its uncertainties and dangers, to such an inhospitable prospect. However, the future need not be so bleak and barren of human warmth as that presented by writers of fiction. That science and technology will flourish, there is no doubt. We are entering an age in which the mysteries of life will be revealed, and the energies of the universe will be controlled through the discoveries of science. Our technology, too, will become ever more sophisticated as it adapts to the challenges posed by these discoveries. We must ensure that a proper balance is maintained and that the achievements and resources of science are channeled along lines that serve, rather than are served by, mankind. We will help you to do this. Ours will be the task to oversee the development of the new society along paths that preserve correct balance. And naught that infringes human need will receive our recommendation. Beauty and sense of fittingness will be the touchstone. All that is ugly, mechanical, and harmless to the human spirit will be eschewed. The aim will be to maintain in full freedom and harmony a right relationship between man and his environment, to ensure that every technological and scientific advance is seen as serving better man's needs and knowing better the nature of reality. In this way, you may be sure, the needed safeguards will be built into the new structures. All that pertains to the enhancement of life and the beautifying of its forms will know our blessing. Every manifestation which serves the common weal will gain our support. The time is coming when man will develop a new relation to his environment. In keeping with his sense that man, nature, and God are one, he will build forms which allow him to manifest that truth. The closest contact and free interchange between all aspects of the whole will be achieved. A sure knowledge of the meaning and purpose of life will replace the present confusion and lead to a demonstration of beauty hitherto unknown. The true, the good, and the beautiful will become a reality in men's lives. All of this presupposes and depends on a change in direction from the present chaos. naught of good can emerge without a fundamental restructuring of social forms along lines more compatible with human needs. Were man to realise how much of his God-given potential is sacrificed to the present unholy order, he would delay not one moment in making the needed changes. Were he to sense but an inkling of the glory of that potential, naught would be allowed to bar his way to its achievement. The future calls man to his finest efforts, his noblest aspiration, his grandest vision. Let man build a future in which his sacrifice is not of his divinity, but of his separated self. Let him embrace his brothers in love and make himself whole. And that was one of the earlier articles from Benjamin Cramp's Master. It was published in 1983. Now for some questions and answers. The answers, of course, given by Benjamin Cramp and published in his book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. First question. Does the implementation of the Lord Maitreya's teachings also give a solution to the problems of environmental pollution? Yes, most certainly. You will find that the basis of Maitreya's teaching is right relationship between man and man, and of course woman, man and God, and between man and his environment, the planet. We will come to understand that man, nature and God are one, and that proper care of the planet and all the kingdoms in it is essential to the well-being of the whole. In practical terms, we can look forward to a much simpler style of living, in the developed West that is, without the gross overproduction through competition and waste of resources that we have today. The built-in obsolescence, which is so much a part of modern industrial policy, would have to be replaced by regard for conservation of materials and the environment. Noise pollution, one of the most harmful to health through its effect on the etheric body and the nervous system, although seldom emphasised, is relatively easy to deal with. And another question. Do you think education will take a new direction in the future? It is obvious that with the growth of unemployment through the technological advance in manufacturing, which is taking place even now, there will be more and more need for education for leisure. People will have infinitely more leisure and can avail themselves of the possibilities for exploring the wealth of culture and knowledge which we have available now. People have to become more creative, in the sense that everyone is basically creative, yet only a relatively small number of people have the possibility of expressing and developing their creativity. Leisure is essential for this. Most people are so devitalized by repetitive work processes, by poor conditions, by the sheer deadness and sameness of their activities day by day, that creativity is almost the last thing you could expect. Education for leisure will release in people the possibility for the development of their inner skills, talents and potential in a way which could hardly be envisaged at present. Quite apart from that, the focus of education in the future will be towards the fulfillment of soul intention and purpose. The knowledge of individual race structure and the potential and limitations which that structure gives will become of major concern. The child will be seen as a soul in incarnation with certain purposes. Education will be the means to enable these purposes to be carried out. And on the subject of children, another short Q&A. What do you think are the most significant things we can teach children to prepare them for the Aquarian age and world sharing? Obviously, much emphasis should be given to the oneness of humanity and the need for justice and sharing. I would say a global, international view of the world and the idea of service to the world should be inculcated, plus the need for demonstrated love and an inclusive spirit to engender right relationships. The most important factor, of course, is parental example. And in one of the early issues of Share International magazine, there was an article by Mr. Krem, which has been recently republished in the magazine. And I'm going to read for you this article. It's got the title Life Ahead in the New Age, Aims and Possibilities. The goal for humanity in this coming age is the creation of group consciousness, the sense of being integral parts of a whole. The new energies entering this planet from the constellation Aquarius work in this direction. The intrinsic quality is synthesis, universality. We are about to witness profound changes in all our institutions and structures, political and economic, religious and social, scientific, educational and cultural. These changes will take place as humanity grasps, stage by stage, its essential oneness and adopts the measures necessary to implement that oneness. The advent of the Christ and the emergence of the Masters of Wisdom will bring an enormous sense of relief and reduction of tension to the world. The gain in physical and emotional well-being will be considerable. Much of the physical disease in the world today has a psychic cause. The strains, the tensions and fears inherent in our divided society and world. Given true hope for the future, the general health of humanity will improve. Quite apart from this, new approaches to discovering the causes of disease will be made. The existence of the etheric planes of matter, that is to say, matter finer in substance than gas and normally invisible, has long been postulated and accepted by esotericists as axiomatic. This is the next area of matter due for investigation by our exoteric scientists. Curlian photography and the work of Wilhelm Reich have already pointed the way. It will be realized that the health of the physical body depends entirely on the etheric double or counterpart body. The four centers or chakras, as they are called in the East, which focus the etheric flow, have their counterparts on the dense physical plane and the major and minor glands of the endocrine system. We are just beginning to understand how important to our well-being is the correct, interrelated functioning of the endocrine system. This, in turn, is dependent on the proper functioning of the vital etheric body which substands it. The alternative so-called fringe medicines of today, they are actually very old indeed, will take their places beside the more orthodox methods. Teams of doctors and healers of various disciplines will work together, each bringing their particular insights and gifts for the greater benefit of the patient. The masters are, without exception, adept in the esoteric healing arts, exemplified so dramatically by the Christ in Palestine. Their inspiration and guidance will quicken the pace of experiment and discovery and lead to results undreamt of today. There is, parallel to the human, another great evolution, the angelic, or devic as it is known in the Orient, which has much to give and to teach humanity in connection with disease and its cure. In the not-too-distant future, very real contacts will be made between the two evolutions, which will result in a great expansion of man's awareness of his true nature and of his place in the scheme of things. This whole subject is so deeply esoteric and abstruse that only the briefest mention of it can be made here. Certain diseases like syphilis, tuberculosis, and cancer are endemic in humanity and unbelievably old. It will take a long time to rid the world entirely of these scourges, but eventually it will be done. And in the meantime, enormous strides will be made in their control and in the amelioration of their effects, as is already the case with tuberculosis. The universal adoption of cremation as the only hygienic method of restoration to the earth of the body after death will speed this process. For countless ages through burial, diseases of the physical body have been absorbed into the earth to be reabsorbed in vegetable and animal tissue. This has occurred for so long that the earth itself is contaminated. The coming age will see certain profound changes in human perception, which will give to humanity an altogether deeper and richer experience of the reality in which we live. Telepathy and etheric vision will become part of normal human equipment rather than being, as now, relatively rare. We are all telepathic. We share this faculty with the animal kingdom. But with most of us, it occurs unconsciously, spasmodically, without any control or intention. Gradually, in this new age now dawning, telepathy will become the normal mode of communication between people at the same stage of evolution. The Christ's overshadowing of all humanity on the day of declaration foreshadows the future ability of humanity to communicate mentally, telepathically, at will over any distance. Lying will automatically become impossible, and speech will gradually die out. We know today three states of physical matter: solid, liquid, and gaseous. Esotericism postulates the existence of four further states of matter above gas, the etheric planes. We live in an etheric ocean, and our etheric bodies being more complex concentrations of that ocean. The master Joao Kuhl has prophesied that a change in the physical eye will occur to confer the double focus, or etheric vision, which allows the perception of these subtle planes. A whole new world will open for humanity. The beauties of the subtler planes will be revealed. Many of the world's great cities are built on etheric power points. The quality and tone of these energetic concentrations will become a major source of discovery and study. So that's an article originally published in 1982. And I think we have a little bit of time left, so I will read for you another excerpt from another of Mr. Krem's master's articles. This one has the title, The Master's Role. In due course, the cities of the world will be beautified and transformed. The new science of light will transform industry and travel, and the movement of people will bring unity to the world. People of all nations will work and team together in service to all. The advice of the masters will be available, guiding men wisely with a gentle hand. The presence of even a few masters among them will have an electrifying effect on thousands of people anxious to serve the needs of the world, and the idea of service will become a new life aim for many. In this way, it can be seen that an enormous transformation can be accomplished in a relatively very short period of time. A mass program of aid to the poor will achieve miracles in countries in Africa and South America, for example. An altogether new sense of the need for haste to rectify the wrongs of the past will ensure an intensity of help unknown today. Inspired by Maitreya and his group, hundreds of thousands of men and women will find their vocation in this way. And it finishes with the sentence, "Have no fear, all will be achieved. The life ahead for men could not be more bright." Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.